It says it's appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. That scripture is something we don't want to face up to. But surely, as we live and breathe air, we're going to die. If the Lord tarries. And if the Lord tarries, then we're going to depart out of this world. Because these buildings we're in are only temporal. They're made of this earth. You can take the scientific breakdown of the body, and you'll find out it's composed of the elements of the soil. That tells us something about where God begun with us. Think about that. Break all the components down, it goes back to the being just plain dirt. I lost my brother last week. It was this week, I get it straight. No, we already started a new week. It was last week. And actually, when you start thinking about it, you start realizing how short life is.
How short.
I'm 38 years old. My brother was 43 years old. 5 years older than me. The thing that really bothers me, I don't know if he made it in or not. Supposed to be studying to be a Baptist minister. But there's other things in his life, the testimonies that don't add up to the way God has showed me how to live. And I get to thinking about all the things in this world, and I get to thinking about how short of a time do we really have here, Lord? And if we really stop and face the fact that we are going to die, how should we be serving God right now? What is our guaranteed time here on this world? What is our span of life? How many more days do we have here? Can you look it up in a book and show exactly when you're going to die? Can you tell me how long you're going to live? Are you going to be 20 years old? You're going to be 60? You're going to be 70? You're going to be 80? 90? And if by some great miracle you'll get to 100? I don't know. I kind of sometimes wish I knew when I was going to die, but then if I did, it wouldn't be able to stand it a lot because you'd be worried about that impending day approaching you. But you know, really we need to be worried about the impending day approaching us. We really do. And we need to live each and every day as we are going to leave this world. And we're going to leave this temporal body and we're going to start eternity. Eternity is something that lasts forever, and we need to be ready for that eternal life. I know when we leave here, we got two promises. We're either going to live forever or we're going to die forever. And it's going to last forever. I don't care what fundamentalists say. My Bible says the smoke of their torment rises up forever and ever. It says the worm dieth not. And they never have any rest. And they're always in pain and suffering and torment. And when you look at the shell of a person once they're dead, all it is a shell. It's not the person anymore because the person that was there is gone. They've left that dwelling place. And all it is the elements of the earth again. and they take and put it back in the ground, and it becomes a part of the earth again. But my Bible says that when they plant that seed in the ground, God is going to come back and raise that seed back up. And that death that we've got to face, that judgment, is going to determine what happens to that body when it's raised back up. And it says this flesh must put on immortality. And that means our body is going to be changed, and it's going to be brought into the eternal world, and it's going to last forever. And then it says, when it's judged, if you've not got the blood of the Lamb applied to your life and your name's not written down, then you're going to suffer eternal death. And that means you're going to go to a place that was created for the devil and his angels, and you're going to be cast into a lake of fire, and you're going to die forever and ever and ever.
Right.
My Lord. And the worst thing about it is your mind's going to remember everything you had a chance here in this life to get right with God. And you're going to remember every time that you could have got saved. And you're going to remember that. And it's going to be a constant torment in your life. And you're going to be dying in eternal life. And you're going to be dead. And yet you're still not going to end up like the dust. You're going to continue on forever in eternity.
Right.
And you're not going to have any relief. And the most terrible thing about it all is God's presence is going to be gone from you. I wish things were different between me and my brother before he died. I tried my best to make moves above and beyond to be reconciliated back. But no way. And I start thinking about this, and I say, God, look at all these people. Look at them. They're living in this life. And they think they've got you fooled, and they think they're going to heaven, and all of a sudden, here they are, they lay out and they're dead, and they're in hell. What a rude awakening. My Lord, in hell the rich man opened up his eyes, being in torment, and he cried out across the great gulf and said, Father Abraham, would you send Lazarus over here and let him dip his finger in water that he may touch my tongue, that I might receive some relief from this torment of this terrible heat? He said, wait a minute. Don't you remember all the good things you had in your life? You was very content with them. You had fine linen, purple robes, good food to eat, and yet you never had no purpose for God. Now when you're here in this place, you've got a purpose for God. But He's not here.
Right.
How ought we to live? How ought our testimony ought to be before God right now? How ought we to walk each and every day before the Lord? Because we never know. Death comes unexpectedly.
That's right, Bradley. Tell us about it.
When my sister called me, she said, your brother has suffered a major heart attack. Said his heart had stopped. I was working at the time, and while I was working, I was praying, God, help him. But I felt something come over me. And I knew it was too late. And I stopped praying. 20 minutes later, I got another call. My mother was on the phone. By chance, she happened to be down at the hospital. And said, your brother is gone. I wish I had the love that I really needed. That closeness which had been destroyed by the devil through him. How can you get it back if they won't let you have it? It's too late once you die.
Too late. Too late. Oh, how fast.
We're living here tonight.
Right then.
We've got a short time in this world.
My, my, my.
Have you ever heard there's a big book in heaven that's got your complete life's history in it? It says, and not one, but and the books, plural, will be opened. And the Lamb's Book of Life. That means there's more than one book. That means there's a history of what's going on in your life right now. And that means their accountability. And that means, well, that makes the difference when you get up in heaven of the rewards you're going to receive, because it says, lay not up for yourself treasures in this life, but it says, lay them up in heaven that you might have them in your eternal life, because anything you lay up in this life, you're not going to take it with you. And all it is a waste. All it is a total loss. You can't take it with you. And I thought about how my brother worked so hard to get everything paid off. And how I know he knew his heart was bad, and how he kept working and kept striving.